Happy early 2024, my luscious ones. I guess for some of you, it probably already is 2024, so I hope it was a blast and that you're not too hungover or too far behind on your 2024 resolutions already. I have had a wonderful holiday. I'll share a bit about it with you in this audio. I was really hoping to get something or a naughty New Year's Eve themed tale out to your ears this end of the year, I guess. But I ended up taking some time off after my 24 items of Christmas and my 12 days of Christmas audios. I just wanted to enjoy the holidays and take a little time off afterwards. And I have a lot of family here this year that I don't usually, and a lot of time that I wanted to share with them, and some me time that I took to read some smutty stories. I think I mentioned that, or maybe wrote it in Discord somewhere, that I was just gonna read some smutty stories, binge watch some stuff, and take some me time, which is what I did end up doing. I haven't read nearly enough smut, but I'm sure I'll sneak that in somehow. And I just have been away from the naughty room for the most part. And I want to say that it was a welcome break, and it was, although I really also realized how much I truly enjoy what I do, because I can almost guarantee you that most of you, when you leave work or go on vacation, you don't give it a second thought or don't miss it at all. Whereas I found the naughty room kind of calling my name, even on my days off. It's a habit. It's my job, I guess, but it's a habit. It's an outlet for me. It's a joy for me, especially because I do get to actually speak to some of you, engage with, and not just you, but some of, in general, my listeners or men in general. And I love that. Like, I really realize how much I love that. Do I love editing my audios? No, but that's on me, probably because I make too many mistakes or just too picky about certain things. Editing is not the most fun, but everything else I really miss. Like I've said this before, sometimes I think, what can I be doing other than this? What would I be doing other than this? How long can I do this for and create creative tales that will keep you all engaged and wanting more? And I don't know. I don't know the answer to that, but I just know that I really enjoy it more than, like, taking that little bit of a break showed me that I enjoy it more than I even realize, and I miss it. So I'm sorry that there's might not be something sexy or a riveting New Year's tale, but I enjoyed my time and I kind of needed that to reset and to be back in your ears in January. I will tell you what I have planned, at least tentatively, in my mind right now for January, and then share a few updates about my holidays and what's been up with me and what resolutions I've made, if any, for 2024. For January, I want to bring back the mini series that I do, where I kind of have 3, 4, 5 episodes of a story that continue on. But I had a request for a theme type mini series in January, which I think is fun and it'll be interesting. So it won't necessarily be the same tale continuing, but it's going to be a kink or fetish themed mini series of sorts for January. Probably a fetish that I don't hit on very often, and I will likely send out a poll the first or second day of January with some fetishes and let you guys pick which kink or fetish you want me to focus the mini series on next month. Don't get too, I don't know, excited might not be the word, but like there's not going to be fetishes that I wouldn't feel comfortable with, like no blood or gore or extreme bondism or stuff. Just different fetishes that I don't normally hit on. I'll make a list and you'll get to choose from them, so don't worry about that. I also want to do an awkward sex tale. I'm not going to say more about that, but that'll be in January. I want to do another episode in Coming Out of His Shell because I kind of have something working in my mind. I also want to get back to the Come Cursed series, which I think we left off. We're in a casino. I know that for sure. So we're going to get back to Come Cursed. I have to set up the voting for the first line pick of the month. Yes, I'm behind. I'm not a very good planner in advance. That's just who I am. Sorry, but I like to kind of fly by the seat of my pants for most things. But I do have some great suggestions, so I'll set that up early in the month and then try and have the audio out soon after, like short dates for voting and the audio so that we can continue with the first line pick of the month. I kind of also want to do an orgy-themed audio. And I say that, it's not that I don't want to do it, so the kind of is not because I don't want to do it, but sometimes I find when I plan these things and I just spitball off the top of my head what I want to do for January in the moment, I realize that it's really heavy on the gangbang, or it's really heavy on the anal, or it's just one theme heavy. And for those of you that enjoy that theme, you might be fine with it. But for those of you that like another theme or want a little bit of variety, I realize, like, oh shit, there's a lot of gangbangs this month, Lacey. What were you thinking? So I just try not to have it be repetitive throughout the month of audios. So that's why, I don't know, like, Come Cursed usually has a lot of cocks in it, and having an orgy might be very similar. And the reason I added it to the list is I just did sort of a fun call where we were at an orgy, and I was like, damn, I really haven't done an orgy-themed audio in a while, and I like when inspiration takes me. So right now, I am inspired. And I'm missing my hot wife tales a lot. I know the last sort of episode of the 12 Days of Christmas was a hot wife theme. Those are my favorite, probably because those are my favorite go-to personal fantasies. So there'll definitely be more of those as well in January. And again, like, when I say that, the hot wife theme brings more cocks. Not necessarily a gangbang or an orgy, but there's always an extra cock involved. And hey, for me, that that's just gravy. But for some of you, you're like, oh, Lacey, can't we just have a one-on-one fuck or a slow romantic fuck or something like that? This is me, like, putting voices, your voices, in my head telling me what you want. Honestly, the best way to get what you want and to tell me what you like is to like the audios that you like on Patreon or Subscribestar. Put a like on them, put a comment on them, because sometimes I'll go back to see which ones were liked the most, because I'm like, oh, if this one got a lot of likes, they really like that theme or that story or the dirty talk or something in that resonated with you. And then I'm like, I should add another one like that this month if it's too heavy on one theme. So number one, actually, that would be the best way to get what you like more of. Just hit the like button and then I'll know. So that's what I have planned for January so far. Again, whatever else inspires me will come your way too. So just going to be a really fun and cum-filled start to the year, hopefully. So what can I update you on that you've missed out on for the last month or two personally? It's been a great holiday. Like I said, I've had a lot more family around and gatherings like we used to sort of before the pandemic. This seems to be back to Christmas pre-2020, which was really, really good, fun to have, a wonderful holiday. I am a gift giver. Like, I like giving gifts more so than receiving gifts. I like to see the smile on people's faces when they get something unexpected. And I'm not necessarily talking huge extravagant gifts, but things that I would have thought about that you might have mentioned that I would log in my mind, like that would be a good gift. And I like to give more than one gift so that you have lots of things to open. So I did a lot of online shopping. Almost 90% of my shopping was online this year. I gave some welcome gifts to my loved ones and enjoyed the smiles and surprise on their faces as they opened everything. So that was my gift for Christmas. Although I did, honestly, I did quite surprisingly get gifts that I really enjoyed this year, and I'm not an ungrateful gift getter. I don't normally get a lot of gifts. My guy is not really a gift giver or a very good gift giver, but I guess he had help this year because he did pretty well, I guess, all things considered. And again, it's not about the gifts for me, but it is nice to be thought of and get something that I could use or had wanted. That makes for a nice gift opening, I guess. Like I say, I'm a gift giver, so what did I give him? Well, I thought of the perfect gift, among others. I give lots of little gifts too and other gifts, but he needed glasses. He does have several pairs of glasses, reading glasses that he gets, I don't know, Walmart, Costco, wherever, and he keeps breaking them and they're not the right prescription. And he's the type of person that just will never get himself proper glasses for whatever reason. Anyways, that's another long story. But I thought, I have his prescription, which is recent, and I will go online and order him glasses and order them in a similar sort of frame that he wears with the other glasses that he purchases. And it'll come before Christmas and it'll be delivered and he'll have perfect vision. So that's what I did. I had to use someone else's face to kind of get the dimensions of his face. And I really didn't want to buy a very expensive pair because what if they didn't suit him or didn't look that great? So I sort of bought a basic level pair with the lenses that he needed and the type that he's always said he wanted. And from what I thought, looking at the sample online, and I bought glasses online too. I have reading glasses that I wear occasionally, and mine are perfect. I love them. They're gorgeous. They're great. They fit my face and everything. But it didn't quite work out that way for him. When they got delivered, I didn't really look at them. They came really close to Christmas. I had to just kind of wrap them. And when he opened them, I mean, he loves them. It was a great gift. It definitely is his favorite gift, I can tell. However, do they suit his face? No, not really. And he was like, are they ladies' frames? And I'm like, no, they're not ladies' frames. They're men's. They don't really look like ladies, but I think all in all, they're just too small for the size of his face and his head. So they look really small. And I guess the lenses look a little thicker than his regular lenses. So the other day, and they're fine. I've gotten used to seeing him wear them. And I'm like, they could be a house pair. You can always get yourself a real pair now. It'll be easy because all your stuff is plugged into that website and you can spend time and look at good ones. Will he ever do that? Probably not, but at least he has this pair. And they're not horrible. They're just not really that well suited. So the other day, we're sitting like at the kitchen table, and I think I was wearing new jeans or new yoga pants, something new. And I looked over at him, he was looking at me, and I couldn't help notice that his eyes look bigger in those glasses, probably because of the actual frame, I mean, the lens itself. So I was picking up my plate, getting up to turn and put it in the sink. And as I'm getting up, I said to him, you know, your eyes look bigger in those glasses than they normally do. And as I turn to walk away, he says to me, in a joking way, of course, well, your ass looks bigger in those jeans, too. Might be the glasses. And then I turned around and I said to him, your lips gonna look bigger in a moment. And he just started cracking up and I started cracking up. I don't know. I doubt my ass looks bigger in my jeans, although it wouldn't be a bad thing. He would enjoy that, as I'm sure a lot of you might, but it was just so funny when I told him that he would get a fat lip for saying that, and I laughed hard, and I thought of, oh, I should tell you guys about that. What else? I'm trying to think of what else I got him, and I can't really... Oh my goodness, I'm drawing a total blank. Oh well. I always get him a certain chocolate that he likes. I get, I did get him, and I, so it's kind of a gift for us, but like really big bath towels, like huge, so that, you know, you could wrap all the way around and around your body, and they're like a plum color, which I like a purpley plum color. So I got that, and I can't remember what else, but definitely the glasses was the most appreciated and entertaining gift that I gave out. So tonight is New Year's Eve. Some of you may know this again already, that New Year's is probably my least favorite holiday, only because a lot of it involves, like, this night, looking back on the year and then who died and the tragedies that happened. And that is not me at all. I like to just look forward to the new year to come, the happiness, the joy, the fun. So I guess that might be my contention with New Year's Eve. Plus, it's just another day. It's just one more day. It doesn't seem like it should be as big as it is. That being said, I do wish I was going to be out partying and having a wild time tonight. I am not. I'm going to be here. I do have some company coming over and some entertaining to do. And I'm not really one for champagne. I don't like the taste of it very much. I like to sip it, like at New Year's and stuff, but I don't love it. So I'm not too... I don't have a favorite champagne. I don't know anything about it. So when I was shopping the other day, I thought, ooh, I better get a bottle of something bubbly for midnight so that we can have it. And I went to this little like wine shop, and there's just one gentleman working there. And I'm like, what do you have that's bubbly for New Year's Eve? And he shows me a couple, and I end up just picking like a basic type generic one. And as he's checking me out, we're talking about it a little. And again, this is where I really have to watch my tongue and watch how I interact with people in the real world, because he's like, you know, there's some good ones. There's talking about the different types of sparkling wines and champagnes. And I'm like, you know, I'm not much of a drinker, especially when it comes to champagne. So this isn't really going to be a big deal for my New Year's Eve. And then I can hear myself saying, and it's about to come out of my mouth, I'm saying something like, I'm looking forward to much more exciting things popping off on New Year's Eve, in my flirty way that I say it. And then I realize what I'm about to say, and I'm just like, I'm looking forward to other fun things on New Year's Eve. And even just saying it that way, he kind of cocked his head and looked at me like, what is she talking about? And then, this man works there all the time. I have to see this person all the time. Not that I go in this wine store all the time, but it's nearby. And I just was like, okay, thanks, bye. I'm just like, oh my goodness, I can get myself into trouble pretty easily with my mouth and my ways, that I'm just so comfortable with the rhetoric and the flirting and then dirty talk back in a lot of my life, because I spend a lot of it here in the naughty room, that sometimes I forget when I'm talking to someone face to face that might just open up other interesting doors that I shouldn't probably be opening. So that was just something funny where you all came to mind as well as I was walking out of the store kind of shaking my head. And, what else can I tell you about me and Any updates you might have missed? Not much. I'm doing really well. All very healthy feeling. All that seems to be kind of sorting itself out. So that's good. Tonight, I will definitely be up at midnight ringing in the new year. Hopefully be a bit tipsy. Hopefully get fucked. Like, that would be the best way to ring in 2024, but I'm, you know, even if it doesn't, it's still going to be a really fun year to come. Lots of naughtiness to come. I don't know, I just always have a good feeling about the years to come, but this one in particular, I think is going to be pretty spectacular for you and me and all of us. So I will let you go to celebrate your own New Year's Eve, but I wish you a safe one, a happy one, a horny one, a fun-filled one, an orgasmic one, of course. And I promise to continue to bring the naughtiness to your ears in 2024. And I hope some new and inventive stuff too. I've got some thoughts in mind for some other ventures that I want to tackle in 2024. So you will for sure be a part of all of that. Thank you again for supporting me through the year. I hope I bring fun and joy to you, because that's the only reason I'm here. And that's why I want you here, just for the fun of it, for the joy of it. Let's have that be our theme for 2024. We're going to do everything just for the joy of it. Bye for now, my luscious ones. Until next year, Lacey.